Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, by far the biggest local story is the cluster that happened on I-70 yesterday up there by the Eisenhower Tunnel. Mm-hmm. 70-car vehicle pileup. Left 19 people injured. Luckily, nobody was killed. I mean, when you look at the pictures in the video, you're like, how did everybody survive that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I saw a Suburbosaurus up in the air, like sitting on top of two other cars. And I'm just like, how does that happen?
No, the pictures are wild. And you're right. The fact that there were just some injuries. I mean, 8 people did have to go to the hospital and 1 person is in serious condition. So we hope they're doing okay this morning. But yeah, what a mess. And you were saying that allegedly you heard a rumor that it was like an Amazon truck on
the side of the road.
That's
what the rumor mill is saying, that they were just pulled over, chaining up, wasn't over far enough. Somebody clipped him and boom, chain reaction. Yeah. Again, I don't quote me on that. That's just kind of Facebook nonsense floating around.
Well,
so
they aren't saying anything on the news as far as what caused it. But again, if you look at the pictures, there's snow all over. So it looks like there was some kind of weather something.
Super slick. Yeah. Opened back up about 8 o'clock last night after being closed for several hours. And you put yourself in the position. If you're sitting in that traffic, like, what do you do if you got hungry kids in the car and you got to be somewhere.
Eat
you
don't the weakest
have,
one.
You don't have food. Yeah, you don't have blankets. You got to poop, you know?
Well, and what not only do? That, but the people who were far, far back and didn't know what was happening until they looked at the news.
That's
got to
be the frustrating
part.
It
is the uneasiness of it. Like, how long am I going to be here? Why am I here? What's happening, you know? So thankfully, again, it's not worse than it was.
No word yet on how many Subarus were involved or how many California and Texas license plates were involved.
Flatlanders. But we knew it was
I'm
you.
I'm sure that will come to light eventually. Yeah. Okay, so get this. The Beepster was at Coachella, and of course they had a lot of Justin Bieber merchandise there. Well, a lot of people scooped it up after waiting hours in line to get any sort of merch.
Yep, oh, I know.
Yeah, Baby Nana was there, your daughter.
Yeah, she tried to get me a Bieber crew neck for my birthday.
Did she get anything?
She got me a t-shirt.
Well, that's
but
good.
It was
that's
what
something.
Was left, so the t-shirt in question is, I'll wear it. I'll let you guys see it.
It's
you
a can, size extra small. No, exactly. It's a schmedium.
It's
but
a crop top.
Yeah. That's what they were saying, that people were standing in line for so long. Once they got up there was just like, hey,
nothing.
You want a bracelet? You
I know. Know. No, it was. But again, that just goes to show you how much people love Justin Bieber.
They
I mean,
really
to
do.
Have a piece of him for his performance at Coachella. Yeah, I mean, they're going to hang on to that for the rest of their lives.
I want everybody to know I handmade each one of these hoodies.
Oh, yeah. No, we know that's
not
true.
There's a bit of DNA on each one of these tank
Haley
tops.
Might have.
Made with real tears.
She's got her, yeah.
So anyway, people scoop that stuff up and get this now on eBay. So, Katie, if you want one. Let's see. The shirt with Bieber flipping people off sold for $90. That's a classy shirt to wear.
I know,
around.
Yeah.
It's going for about $200 on eBay.
Whoa.
The hoodies were $140. They're going for $400 now. And then some sort of plastic bag with Skylark on there, which is his label,
his brand,
I believe.
Yeah.
Sold for $5 at Coachella, going for $50, $60, $70, $100 now on eBay.
Wow. That is wild.
Y'all are crazy, man.
Good to be the Biebs, though.
Oh,
crazy. Watch out.
Anything else I want to tell you? We have got to talk about this principal in Oklahoma. This kid came in. I'm not going to mention his name, but he was armed with 2 loaded pistols. Says that he had a beef with the principal and essentially wanted to kill him. The principal just straight up went linebacker on this kid. Tackled him. The security footage is roaming around the socials like crazy right now, if you want to check it out. But held the kid down, knocked one of the pistols out of his hand, and just essentially laid on the kid until authorities showed up. But truly a hero.
Absolutely.
Principal.
Absolutely.
Just charged this kid.
Oh, how heroic. I mean,
my screen froze up, of course, but I think he might have been shot in the leg as he was attempting to tackle this kid.
It looks like it got him somewhere. I saw that too.
Yeah, my screen froze.
The video is incredible, though. I mean, for him to just audit, like, it looks like he looked at the student for a split second and just went in for the tackle.
Didn't hesitate. I mean, a much bigger guy, of course, than the student. Just boom, tackled him down and just held that kid down.
Oh,
so
that's the kind of principal you want.
That's
for
a
your
hero,
kids, right? Yeah. Like, oh,
that's
gosh.
A hero. Give him a trophy. Give that guy a raise. Give him
Absolutely.
Some time off. He's the man. So
yeah, we're gonna need you back tomorrow.
I know,
we're gonna need you back tomorrow.
Yeah. How's that leg?
What's the sports stuff?
Yeah, this is exciting. So Avs and Nuggets are officially in playoff mode. Avs have one more home game against Seattle on Thursday, but after that, heading straight into the playoffs. And Kroenke Sports is doing something really cool here. For a lot of the fans that can't get into Ball Arena for the home and away games, they are doing something at the Chopper Circle outside. It's right outside of Ball Arena. It's a little walkway. They're putting up a 20-foot video board, food trucks, music, and it's all for up to 3,500 fans. All you need is a digital pass. It's free, but you can go for the first couple rounds there and watch the teams play in the playoff run, which is really
cool. In the what?
The
playoffs.
What a drop. I didn't know
I
you had that.
I love that you have that. I'm waiting for
Jim
you to
Mora.
Go to intramurals, brother.
I'm pretty tapped in, you guys. I'm tapped in the sports
just
stuff.
Wait.
You
don't
what even team know. Was that for, Jared?
A good one.
So yeah, if you can't make it inside Ball Arena, they are throwing some watch parties for you right outside. Okay,
yeah,
so get
neat.
There.
They're
yeah.
actually they're closing down 9th Street and 11th Street Chopper Circle right there for mm-hmm. all of the festivities.
Nutty.
So it is. If
Which
you can
they have,
get a ticket to the game.
Yeah, they have names for them. And for the Nuggets games, it's Basecamp 5280. And
Woo-hoo!
Then for the Avalanche games, it's Avs Alley.
Let's go Nuggets!
Let's go!
What are they doing this for?
The playoffs!
There it is. Playoffs?
Saturday at 1:30, by the way. It'll be initiated first because the Nuggets will tip off against Minnesota. So
I'm so excited.
There
oh,
you
Nuggies.
Go. Okay, hey guys, guess what?
What?
You can't light honey buckets on fire.
No.
You can't.
Well,
it's
there goes my
the
afternoon.
I know, just don't do it. Cops in Netherlands are looking for an arsonist who set two porta potties and a tree on fire at Chipita Park. They just rolled up to it.
That's
and the
deal.
Tree was partly on fire. Both of the porta potties were engulfed with flames. They were able to put it out, but they're still looking for that person responsible. So if you know anything, they're asking you to say something and call Fire Marshal Jocelyn.
What a
That's
gig.
That's what I know. They put that in the story.
What a gig having to put
no
that
contact
fire out,
info.
Too.
I know,
because you know
right?
those that are hitting them with those fire hoses that can knock people over, and they're blowing out a honey bucket
I
with
know.
That? There's
exactly.
fecal everywhere.
And the smell.
Oh,
like,
God.
Yeah, you know that is a fire that they were not looking forward to putting out. But they are still looking for the people responsible for that. So if you
Good.
Know anything... Let them know.
Get them.
The road to one of Colorado's most famous 14ers, Mount Blue Sky. It's going to reopen for the first time since 2024.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
They had to close it because of water drainage issues and buckling in the road, but they have since fixed that. And I know a lot of people who like to go up there, especially driving, because that's one of the ones that you can drive up to. So people who aren't like... There's a lot of people.
Generally,
who don't
I take
like
a hot
hiking.
Air balloon up there.
Well, no, I'm
oh,
just
good
saying
call.
Yeah. A lot of the 14ers, you have to hike a good portion of the way. With Mount Blue Sky, you can drive up to the base of it, and it's a lot more leisurely than a lot of the hikes.
That's
so,
my type of
14er. That's what I'm saying.
Same
it's
with
like,
Pikes Peak.
They've been
there's
waiting for
there,
this road to open up for quite some time. So, again, first time since 2024.
That's
if
exciting.
If you're into it, it's
they
very
have honey
exciting.
Buckets up there?
I threw
sure
up in there on Mount or Blue Sky.
In a honey bucket.
No, I threw up on top of the mountain.
It was a college thing.
Oh, awful. Could you imagine? Throwing up in a porta potty? Oh,
no,
thank
that's
goodness.
Drinking a lot of Arbor Mist.
It splashed back on my face.
Oh, yeah,
it's so gross.
I can taste
okay.
it.
Ew. Are we going to talk about restaurant week right now? Oh. I really want to talk about this, though, because it's Westie's Restaurant Week.
What the heck is that?
Westminster. So just like Denver Restaurant Week, where all the restaurants in town, they've got a specific menu that you can order from, and it's tiered. So they've got $15 options, $25 options, $35, $45, and $55. And so with each, they've got like three courses, so you can try things and come back and, you know, visit the restaurant. So in Westie, quite a few restaurants that I love are participating, like Jim's Burger Haven. I was just telling you guys about how much I love that place. And I love Westminster. That's actually where the Baby Nana graduated from. Westie Wolves. Go Westie
oh, no
Wolves.
Way.
So yeah, that five-tier menu, again, $15 to $55, and that starts on Friday. So if you're looking to get into another restaurant week, Westminster's gotcha. And all there's right. all kinds. I mean, we're talking all the cuisines too. So whether you're looking for American food, Chinese food, Italian, across the board, they've got you with Restaurant Week. So
we are going to be talking about food coming up at about 8:20 today because the NFL draft is this month and we're going to be doing the appetizer draft.
Yeah.
On this here morning show.
Picking our favorite apps.
I'm already excited about this.
Tap that
My mouth
app.
Is watering.
Yeah. No, I'm excited.
There you go, guys. There's your Mile High Hype with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. You are now officially in the know.